Good. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, we come before you this morning thanking you. Thanking you for allowing us to wake up alive. Hallelujah. Another day to observe your goodness. Another day. Another day. Father God, I ask you to bless this day. I ask you to manifest your glory in the life of each and every person that will allow you to. And then, Lord God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, which is your way anyway, to override the will of the unbelievers with belief. I ask you all these things in Jesus' name this morning. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I feel good this morning. How you feel? I hope you feel good too. And if you don't feel good, I pray in Jesus' name that he will heal you. That he will manifest his goodness to you personally and individually. I want to bring you up just a little bit here. Our brothers and sisters from California, it's been a blessing having them here. And it's been a blessing talking to some of you this week, briefly, as it may have been. Because when somebody comes here, I try to stay focused. I have to. So that they can leave here reconnected to Jesus. Some weeks are just different. And as it turned out yesterday, they were able to help pray in a full-blown exorcism. You just never know. That's why we have to always be mindful of who and what is around us. This exorcism. And believe you me, when I say exorcism or a deliverance, I'm talking about just that. It was marvelous. It was marvelous to see a man stand up over his wife and declare to the devil what the covenant of marriage means. I mean, that thing really got to me. It really, really got to me. And then to see the devil back, because Satanists had targeted his wife and the church that he pastors. But I saw, you know, God never ceases to amaze me. I saw what the power of love can do. And I saw God supernaturally create a warfighter, a spirit warfighter. I saw God do that with my own two eyes. Yep, I saw it. I witnessed it. And then I witnessed this thing that I keep coming against, that God will not loose me from yet. The thief. He just won't loose me from the battle against the thief. And I had to come against spirits of reasoning and reasoning, deception, Baphomet, the messenger of Satan, doubt, and yet it's still, it just amazes me because these people of God are confessing their love for him. And I have absolutely no doubt that they don't love him. I mean, that they love God, And I guess the puzzle is, they say, and I believe, that they do know God to a degree. But the devil comes in and with a plan to attempt to instill in them doubt, not of their love for God, but doubt of God's ability. And that happens when you've been fighting a battle a long time with no results. Because see, when you're fighting a battle in deliverance and you go to a lot of people and a lot of people say a lot of stuff to you. And like this battle I was fighting yesterday with the pastor's wife. She said things that were absolutely unbiblical. And yet, they didn't work. And I thank God that they didn't stop there. They continued to seek freedom. And you know something else, Tedon? Remember when God told me to go put my feet on Texas? Well, the closest place, first state line that we come to from leaving here in Georgia would have been right around Longview, Texas. And guess where they are from? Yep, you got it, Texas. So, since I didn't make it there, God sent them here. You see, when God wants something done, it will be done. And when you slack about it, he'll find another way to get it done. And you will miss out on that blessing. But because God knew my heart and knew not only my heart, he knew my actions too. He brought them here, and they got what they needed. They got it to such a degree that the pastor sings. So here we were in the sanctuary, and spontaneous singing broke out. Spontaneous, if you ever wanted to see a man pray and worship and thank God, this man, when his wife got free, he lay down prostrate before God, and he fell down on his knees with his head between his knees, and he prayed and worshiped God in the spirit for about an hour. It was so thick. It was so thick. You could almost cut that cloud that was in here with a knife. And then the Californians joined in the worship. And we lost time up in here. We lost time. But I don't want you to think by any stretch of the imagination that was easy. It was not easy. It got to the point where at one point I was getting ready to throw the lady out because she was resisting. And she was resisting because she didn't want to hurt the feelings of the name that came out in the deliverance. And you know, I have to try to make people understand that you can't control your own deliverance. If you could, then you would have been free prior to coming here. You wouldn't need to come here. You understand what I'm saying? She was trying to control her own deliverance. And I mean, this lady would really, 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 really need help. If you hear me say exorcism, you know they really, 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 really need help. Really need help. The Satanists had done a job, even to the point of a soul exchange, even to the point of Baha'u'llah trying to manifest up in here. And then she told me that he had painted his picture, his image had manifested on her chest. Can somebody post something in the chat room for me first? Post this. The Bible says, cast out. Post that in the chat room. The Bible says, about 8 people. The Bible says, cast out demons. You cannot pray demons out, brothers and sisters. You can't rub somebody's back and massage them out. The Bible says, cast out demons. And that is how demons are dispelled from within a human body. They have to be cast out. Period. That's what the Bible says. And the other thing, if you can find it, show it to me. I need to know it. I would probably won't believe it, and I probably won't do it. But show me where it says, have mercy on demons. Can anybody show me that? Have mercy on demons. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say anywhere to have mercy on demons. You have to treat a demon just like any other enemy coming to take something from you, and it might even be your own life. Lovely people, God-fearing. The only problem is demons. I think I had that over here in my notes somewhere. I'm just kind of talking to you. Demons apply pressure, brothers and sisters. Demons apply a tremendous amount of pressure. They will apply whatever amount of pressure they feel necessary to get you to succumb or yield to them. They don't care. They don't care how much pressure it takes. Oppression is really the application of applied pressure. Demonic pressure. I guess that's why I'm still on the thief. Yesterday's message was the thief, and then the message I got this morning, again, God keeps showing up the thief. Okay, this was yesterday's message. Minister Hill was hitting it. Yesterday's message was, stop the thief today from stealing from your life. That was yesterday's message. And then today, this morning, God came all the way back with this message right here. Today's message is, hold on, I'm gonna get it here. Oh, I didn't even put a name on it yet. That's interesting. I think I named it something, or I was about to, but it's a continuation. So maybe I was gonna name it. Put this in the chat room. The devil can't force us to do anything. The devil can't force us to do anything. And in the message for today, I have put, thievery is the devil's nature. Theft is his sport, and doubt is his game. Mm-hmm. Thievery is the devil's nature. This was from today. Theft is his sport, and doubt is his game. So I'm going to go through the message one from yesterday, and then at the end, I'm going to cast out these spirits. And I had the opportunity to see them working. I actually saw in manifestation through the exorcism that took place here yesterday, this. I saw all this. Now, in the message God gave me, stop the thief today from stealing from your life. It's interesting because my scripture was Isaiah 42:5-9. And I have under Isaiah 42:5-9, the God who makes us alive with his own life. And so this must be from the message. I can't remember. Well, anyway, God, yeah, it was God's message. The God who created the cosmos, stretched out the skies, laid out the earth and all that grows from it, who breathes life into earth's people, makes them alive with his own life. I am God. I have called you to live right and well. I have taken responsibility for you, kept you safe. I have set you among my people to bind them to me and provide you as a lighthouse to the nations, to make a start at bringing people into the open, into light, opening blind eyes, releasing prisoners from dungeons, emptying the dark prison. I am God, that's my name. I don't franchise my glory, don't endorse the no good idols. The earlier predictions of judgment have been fulfilled. I'm announcing the new salvation work. Before it bursts on the scene, I'm telling you all about it. Then I kind of summed it up. God, the giver of all life. Jesus, the Son of God, the giver of life on earth as it is in heaven. God's own Holy Spirit in you,
is that same light. Then it went over to John 10:10. That's when it started. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life. Remember, life, God the giver of all life. Jesus the Son of God, the giver of life on earth as it is in heaven. God's own Holy Spirit in you is that life. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Brothers and sisters, there is an intensely evil being known as the devil or Satan. Put this in the chat room, at least 8 people. Satan is the life taker. Satan is the life taker. It's important for us to recognize the devil is a real spiritual being. And we must realize that that spiritual being comes to steal. That is, the devil, along with his demonic host, desires to take away from us the godly life which has been given to us from God. The devil's intent is to take away every good thing that God wants us to have. Those good things being our integrity, our peace of mind, our health, our abundance, and the happiness of our homes and our families. When the devil and his demons show up in your life and or around you, they have come with one intention. Please, at least 3 people put this on this chat room. The intention S. Intentions of the devil and his demons are stealing from you all of God's goodness that you have. You got that? The intention of Satan and his demons is to steal anything good that you have, period. The devil doesn't want you to have a good peace of mind. The devil doesn't want you to have a good sense of your own personal identity. The devil doesn't want you to feel secure, and he doesn't want you to have any peace. Okay? A lot of you have been through different avenues. Some of you in your family through breakups and things like that. And I'm telling you right now that the one person responsible for those troubles, for your loss, is the devil. He's a thief. The devil comes as a thief. And a thief doesn't announce who he or she is. A thief doesn't tell you why he or she has come. A thief doesn't even approach you in daylight, knock on your front door, and say, I'm here, I'm a thief. I come to take everything you have. Because a thief wouldn't be successful that way. And that is not the approach that the devil takes. The devil comes under the cover of darkness. The devil comes in such a manner that his victim is not even aware that he's there. Spiritually, the devil's tactic is the same. Spiritually, most people don't even realize that the devil has stolen precious treasures from them until after they're gone. Most people don't even realize the work of the devil, the thief, after the thief has come, got their goods, and gone. They never saw the thief, and they never knew exactly who the thief was. You see, Jesus put it another way in a parable. In Matthew 13, 24-26, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Look here in verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Brothers and sisters, thieves operate under a banner called deception. I'm going to repeat that. Thieves operate by deception. And this is how the devil operates. He comes into your life, or he sends one of his emissaries, and he says he's going to give you something, a wonderful time. You're really going to enjoy yourself. You're going to have a lot of pleasure, plenty of money. He draws you in. And when you bought into his deception, it isn't worth the price you end up paying. These thieves I'm talking about, they come as robbers sometimes. They burst in, they confront you. They put demands on you. And if you don't give them what they want, they'll threaten you with pain, pressure, violence, because a tool that the devil uses way too much against the people of God is pressure. Pressure. You hear the people of God say, I just couldn't take it. It was too much for me. Pressure. My mind just snapped. Pressure. I had to give in. Pressure. I couldn't hold out. Pressure, his tool, mental pressure, financial pressure, family pressure, 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 pressure. And behind all those pressures is the devil, your enemy, the thief. So it doesn't matter what way he comes in, and there are many, many, many ways that he can come in. And does come in. You see, however he comes in, he still only has three motives. And those three motives that he brings in with him is to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy you. And this is exactly what he's going to do if you make him welcome. Why is he going to do that? Because, brothers and sisters, stealing, killing, and destroying is what he does. You see, You can't say, I didn't know I wasn't warned. Because Jesus warned us in the New Testament. He said, I'm presenting this warning to you. The thief only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan, the devil, and his demons are thieves. The devil, the thief, is the life taker that desires to take from you everything good that God has already provided for your goodness, for your his good through you being maintained on this earth. Are you hearing me? The devil, the thief, is a life taker. That's why you should watch yourself. When you're around people that are around you and all they do is take from you, you're not in a good situation. You're not experiencing God's best. You see, the good news, I say the good news, is that Jesus came as a life giver. Jesus gave his life so that we could receive new life in him. Jesus, the life giver, came not to take away, but to give life and life more abundantly. What you talking about, Esther? I'm talking about an abundant spiritual life. I'm talking about an abundant physical life. I'm talking about an abundant life in Jesus Christ that is exciting and full. I'm talking about a new life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It says so in the Bible. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Can you write that in the chat room by 12 people? Newness of life. The life giver came to give you newness of life. The life taker, the devil, his job is to steal that from you, to take it from you, to get it from you using whatever covert, evil, vile, malicious method that he has to. That was yesterday. Here's what he gave you today. He said, now go read Genesis chapter 3. I said the whole chapter. He said, yeah, but focus on 1 through 7. Now the serpent, and I dealt with the serpent, I dealt with the serpent in that exorcism yesterday. And I dealt with sorcery and Satanism and Luciferianism and Freemasonry. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Now, I want you to take note here. He's questioning this woman, Eve, about what God said. And the word made a point to tell us that the serpent was subtle. In another version, it says cunning. So Satan knew what God had said, but he wanted to engage the woman in a conversation. He wanted to make a connection to the woman, and he wanted to make an appeal to her natural senses. Because, you know, in the last days, of the believers will be taken out by reasoning. A whole bunch of them had already been taken out by reasoning. Okay, So what he was trying to do here, he was trying to reason with this woman, and it worked. He was trying to get her mind to think more like his mind, which is against God. And the minute that she engaged with the devil, what did the life taker turn into then? He turned into the life taker. Put this in the chat room. The life taker turned into a doubt bringer. See how these two connect? The life taker turned into a doubt bringer, and his plan was to take Eve's life, her goodness, but in order to do it, he had to bring doubt. So the life taker was a doubt bringer. Eve was in a battle and didn't even realize she was fighting. Yea, hath God said, was nothing more than a way to lure a woman of faith. It was innocent on the surface, but those words were evil underneath, because the motive of the devil is always to get us to side with him and call God a liar. You see, the devil is mad and angry, and he wants to hurt God. And he wants to bring us into our own destruction, because we are God's own. We are made in God's image. I have a note here. The Holy Ghost said, don't ever forget, the devil can't force you to do anything. The devil cannot force you to do anything. He has to make us agree with him. So that in order to make us to agree with him, his entry point is always going to be subtle and deceptive. Why? Because he's cunning. Why? Because thievery is his nature. Theft is his sport, and doubt is his game. And he wants to hurt the one he rebelled against, and he wants to bring us into our own destruction, and he can do that by getting us to agree with him on anything, because the devil can't force us to do anything. Always has to find a subtle and deceptive point and use that point to cause us to agree with him. He hates God. Satan hates God because God loves us. So his subtlety will always shift into some type of outright verbal attack on God, because the devil cannot contain his hatred for God. The devil cannot contain his hatred for the word of God. It will come out. And so when the doubt bringer comes up to you with a question, and then he moves on into an attack, you gotta immediately notice he's gonna find a way to disclaim God. So what he does here, he accuses God of being what he is. Don't you know people do that? When they want to attack a person, that they'll take their own nature and they'll put that person's head on it and they'll say or do or whatever. But in reality, just what Satan devises here, Satan accuses God of being what he is. In order for you and I to stay on the Lord's side and be led and moved in his direction, which is always going to be for our best, it requires us to openly and actively begin to see ourselves and condition ourselves to make godly choices when confronted with doubtful thoughts, and when listening to doubt-loving people. You see, doubt suggests you question God's goodness. Doubt suggests you weigh God's motive. Doubt says, I'm going to put you in the driver's seat as if you are the creator and God is the creator. Look at this. Put this in the chat room. Doubt is a reversal of truth and a twisting of reality. You got that? Doubt is a reversal of truth and a twisting of reality. But you see, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God, what, must believe that he is what? God. And that he is God who rewards them that diligently seek him. That's why Jesus says, have faith in God. Mark 11:22. That's why the Bible says that God, hallelujah, sent Jesus to open our eyes and to turn us from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that we might receive forgiveness and sins and what else? Inheritance among them which are sanctified for faith that is in Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, the doubt bringer can only bring you what he has, and that is doubt. The doubt bringer is there because he's a life taker. And what kind of life does he want? He wants to have the good life and the abundant life that God has prepared for you and I. So what does he do? He devises a way to steal it. Why? What does he use? Doubt. 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 Because doubt is an ambition killer. Doubt is a thief. Doubt hides itself. And this is what I noticed yesterday in that exorcism. Doubt causes you to overthink. Overthinking is not good, because faith is simple, and faith is required in everything of God. But doubt causes you to overthink, because doubt camouflages itself. Doubt camouflages itself. It masquerades as self-protection. But all doubt is, put this in that chat room, doubt equal fear. Doubt equal fear. All doubt is hidden fear. Doubt is designed to keep you turning in circles, making sure you don't go anywhere of value. Doubt will continually spin you in those circles. Doubt will rob you of the passion you need to exercise, hallelujah, great expectation in God's word. Doubt will rob you, hallelujah, of the spiritual vision and the spiritual breath that you need. Need for what? To maintain and contain and operate in the faith that is required in God's plan for your life. You see, doubt is a thief. It's a masquerading thief. And doubt's purpose is straight up steal your future blessings if you let it. Not only your present blessings, your future blessings. So what you saying, Erica? I'm saying this. You must stop doubt. You got to stop doubt from robbing you. You see, doubt causes you not to get much done. Doubt will tell you, God will tell you to do something. And doubt will tell you, play it safe and try. I say, what? Try. The demon of doubt works close, is parallel. When you hear a person say, and a person has that I'll try mindset, It's just another one of those things that's a cover-up for fear. It's a cover-up for, what's that word? Procrastination. I'll try. You see, human nature wants a way out, and doubt gives people that way out. Hallelujah. Jesus, the life giver, has been given to you by God, amen, and given you the ability to accomplish whatever it is that God's plan and purpose is for you. But then a doubt will come in with that demon. I'll try. Get out of here. When somebody tell you, I'll try, what they're really telling you is that, I really don't want to do this. I really don't have the faith. I really don't have the confidence. I'll try. It's the mask of doubt. You see, the Bible says that you can have whatever God has said in his word, whether it's spiritual, physical, financial, or in your relationships, or in your heart. You see, whatever God says you can have, you will have to have a heart of God to get it. But doubt and that old I've tried mindset wants to push God out of your heart and bring in doubt and unbelief. It wants to steal your faith. It wants to tear down your confidence. But God says you have to choose. You have to choose. You got to stop overthinking God's word, and you got to make a choice to accept God's word literally just as it says. You got to stop laying down and lowering your expectations. You got to stop believing those lies that you cannot. You got to see it for what it is. Fear. Jesus said, lo, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Never, never. He said, lo, I am with you always. I want you to grab your paper towel. In the name of Jesus this morning, I bind up every spirit that works with I'll try. I bind up every spirit of deception. I bind up the spirits of a thief. I bind up the spirits of every intent of the thief. I bind up all ungodly spirits from your old past life that comes in and try to cloud your newness of life in Jesus Christ. I bind up every intent. I bind up every work of the thief, the killer, the destroyer, and the murderer this morning. And I bind up in chains and fetters of iron, covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus, Satan and his demons and his attachment of thievery. I bind up theft this morning, and in the name of Jesus, I command the spirits of deception, go! Get out. Spirits of a thief, I bind you up this morning. Go! Get out. Spirits of every intent of the thief, go! Get out. All ungodly spirits hanging around, lingering around from the past old life and your life inside of the thief and thievery and deception and seduction. Go on the dark side. I destroy the power of every work of the thief this morning. Go in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. I bind up your threefold intent to steal, to kill, to destroy. I bind it up out of every family life represented here right now. Go! I destroy the work of the life taker this morning. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I destroy the seed, the fruit, the work, the act, the thought, and the deeds of the thief. Go! Get out. I break the power the life sacred this morning. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. Jesus said, I have come that you might walk and abide and live in newness of life. I thank you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we are risen with Christ and have been raised up in baptism, every covenant with death has been annulled. Go, death. Go, get out. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, this morning, I declare Romans 6:4-5 over the ear gate of everyone listening this morning. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the way has been cleared. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over every broken hedge. And Father, manifest your glory in the name of Jesus through newness of life this morning. Life from the life giver, the more abundant life from the life giver, physical life from the life giver, spiritual life from the life giver, life more abundantly, newness of life from the life giver Himself, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Receive newness of life. Receive it in your spirit, man, this morning. The blessing of newness of life. All things are passed away. All things have become new. I thank you this morning. I thank you for the blessing of newness of life. Receive it.
Anywhere, God, anytime, any place, God, anywhere, God, anytime, God, any place.
From the life giver, the anointing to abide and walk in newness of life. Receive it. Receive it. I destroy all revenge, retaliation, lashback. Go in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Newness of life. Receive. It's like a, it's going to be like a refreshing. Receive it. Just receive it. Anytime, any place, anywhere, that's now. Receive that anointing, that enabling power to walk in the newness of life.
Anywhere.